Should we just play On the Ball for the? Should we just make this an On the Ball podcast from here on out, and that's all we play every episode?
Each episode is just based on one level of the game, and
we really break it down about what this level really means.
Yeah, let's do it. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 256.
This is a podcast where two drunken Godzilla Kongs play retro games for your amusement. I am Godzilla Kong number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Godzilla Kong number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to be a couple of Godzilla Kongs as we play Rampage World Tour on the N64. Should be pretty sweet. This game is super fun. But before we get to Rampage World Tour, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going good.
Or this month. It's been a while since we recorded.
It's been a minute since we recorded. So I've started my final semester of college.
Excellent.
So I'm at my final my new clinical site. I'm at TRIA. So an orthopedic clinic.
So
arms and shoulders and lots of knees.
This is the one where you may or may not encounter Minnesota Wild players or Vikings or something, right?
Like sports guys go there. Wild and Twins players and like Gophers players and stuff apparently go there sometimes.
But you can't tell me ever when they go.
Nope.
That's super
sad.
That
would be a HIPAA violation.
HIPAA. Fuck. Foiled again.
Yep.
That's okay.
That damn health insurance. Portability and Accountability Act.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Portability?
Yeah.
Like, to bring it from place to place?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so that's where I'm at. Doing, great. You know, all the x-rays.
Excellent.
I'm liking it there.
Have you gotten a clavicle?
I did.
Or is that what you needed?
Yep, that was the last one I needed.
Nice.
I officially can qualify to take my registry once I graduate.
Excellent.
I have all the necessary comps.
Nice.
I did. One showed up on this past Monday at like 3:45.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for breaking like, your clavicle.
Been just like, and it was broken.
Well, was it like sticking out? Was it gross?
No, it wasn't sticking out. Like generally, I see a lot of broken bones there and stuff, but. Like, no, if your bone is sticking out of your leg, you should probably be going to an emergency room and not like urgent care or anything. There's not doctors there who are gonna put it back in. And like, this is a place where you come because like something hurts and whatnot. My arm or my wrist hurts. I mean, yes, they're broken and stuff. I see plenty of that, but.
Right.
But yeah, got my clavicle.
Great. Congratulations, Trey.
Thanks.
That's
I knew
very
I would,
exciting.
I could get it like as soon as I saw one because it's actually a super easy x-ray to do.
Right. But you just needed somebody to fucking break it.
Right.
So,
or even not even break it, just like have it hurt so they come in and get it checked out.
Right.
But,
cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, so, yeah.
Great.
How you doing, man?
Well, I am good. I have moved
since
we last recorded. So we are actually recording this in Early Studios 2.0. New studio here. It's a bit of a smaller space
than we're
used to, but that's
a little
okay.
More intimate.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. Bigger TV though. So that's
is
good.
It bigger?
It is.
I can't tell if it's actually bigger or if we're just sitting much closer.
Well, we're sitting closer, but it's also bigger. It's like a couple few inches. This is a 50 inch and the one I still have it. It's out in the living room, but that one is 42 inches. So quite a bit bigger actually.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I moved, moved in with my partner Kat, which is exciting. There's been a little bit of growing pains with the new place. It's not everything we hoped it would be, but
yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, but that's okay. We'll get it figured out. So, But yeah, I don't know. Exciting. So
yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah. And we've, you know, I work in theater, and we just last week we started rehearsal for a show, which is very cool, for the first time since March of 2020. So
when the world shut down.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's cool. But also like, oh, God, I am not ready for this. You know, like, I don't know. I guess I'm ready for it, but I don't know if I want to be ready for
it.
Like, I don't know. But
yeah, it's all kind of weird, man.
It is kind of weird. It's like, it just doesn't feel, important anymore, necessary. Not that it was ever necessary before, but like, I guess art is always necessary, but like,
right.
It feels, for some reason, like theater specifically feels like a huge luxury, like, and I don't know. I don't know if I want to be part of that anymore, but but I don't know. I'll figure it out. So, anyway though, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
Probably. Yeah. God, what was it called?
Oop, nobody knows.
It was on the Switch.
It was called Hoa.
It was.
I know. I actually saw you were playing that the other day. So Hoa. That's
I think that's how it's what you say.
It's HOA, right?
Homeowners Association.
Yeah, Hoa.
And that's not what it's about, though.
No.
Yes, Hoa. I played, which was it was a good game. It was. I beat it in like one sitting.
Oh,
like
okay.
2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Ah,
or something.
Okay.
Just a short little game, but it like. Graphics and everything, it's just straight up like a Studio Ghibli film.
Ah,
so like
okay.
Princess Mononoke and style and whatnot.
Yep.
Like it just right from the start, it's like, oh God, the creators of this game clearly really like Studio Ghibli.
Cool.
But it's just a little cute side scrolling kind of puzzle platformer. Like, I don't think you can die in it.
Okay.
I don't think I died. So it's just kind
it's
of
just
you,
about the story.
Kind of, yeah. You just kind of wander around and solve little puzzles. It's really easy and stuff, but it was fun for a just sit down and play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just like relax and, you know, no added stress to my life, which, you know,
right.
I don't need a game to like stress me out right now.
God, Smash stresses me out so much sometimes.
Stressed you out for the last like 7 years, man.
Two, but
well,
fine.
It seems like seven.
Well, three now.
You've
I guess.
Played enough.
I know.
For
7 years worth, yeah. I'm getting characters into Elite Smash now, though, which is sweet.
So yeah, I played Hoa, and I've played a little bit of Dreamscaper.
Oh, okay. Is that similar to Hades?
Kind of. It's similar view, and it's a roguelike.
Okay.
Roguelite,
yeah,
rather.
And like... There's two, like, there's a battle world and, like, a,
so
like
there's
dating
there's
sim or something,
no,
right?
No, there's no dating sim.
Oh.
There's the
or
real
like
world.
Life sim or something.
I mean, there's the real world, and that's where you get all your upgrades and stuff that carry over. And then when you're fighting and everything, you go into, like, the dream world. So it always starts by you going to your bedroom and going to the bed and going to sleep.
Ah, okay.
And then you fall into this dream world, which is then, like, a procedurally generated world. I mean, it's always the same areas in a row,
essentially.
And stuff.
But they're laid out differently.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's kind of like Hades in the view and the combat and stuff. But then it's also kind of Dead Cells-ish, where you'll get. I mean, you find,
so there is progression.
There is progression, and you find different weapons, like while you're in the game, and like you can get, you know, maybe you get a flaming sword 3 or whatever, and eventually you can get like a flaming sword 5 or 6, which the same sword but just a little more powerful and stuff. So similar to like Dead Cells in that way, where you can have the same weapon and you can just, ooh, I like this weapon, and now here's that same weapon just like a couple steps up.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, and you get currency and everything that then you take into the real world and you buy kind of upgrades so that
stick around
okay. And carry over. So you get, the more you play, you get more powerful and stuff, and you just naturally get better at the game, like roguelikes.
Have you beat it? Did you beat
no.
it? No. No, okay.
I only have done 4 or 5 runs.
Oh, okay.
So, but I like it. I really like the graphics. It's very dreamy and... yeah, I don't know how to describe the graphics, but they're really cool. It's very pretty.
Cool.
And artistic and everything. But yeah, I enjoy it. The gameplay is, yeah, really fun. It, very similar to Hades gameplay style, like dodging around and then, you
and
know.
Shooting guys.
And hacking.
Killing bitches. Yep. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. What have you been playing? Smash? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And on to the game.
Yeah, smashing Animal Crossing, of course. I still fucking play Animal Crossing every day. I can't stop. But anyway, but also, WarioWare Get It Together has come out. So I got that. I put in like, the story is very quick, but well, the story mode really is really just to game. Like unlock all the characters. Cause this one is like a little different. I sort of wanted it to be more like the Wii one. I love WarioWare.
Yeah, the Wii
moves.
One's awesome. Maybe we should play around after we're done here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, I have to find nothing's unpacked. So I have to like find the Wii and.
No,
oh, no, you mean
Switch.
Oh, you mean that Wario.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We should play one.
I played the Wii one plenty of times.
Right, right. I don't know. I was talking about the Wii one. You were like, we should play around. Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay.
I meant the Switch.
Anyway, WarioWare, it's pretty fun. There's like a bunch of different characters you can be, and like, but you don't like use the controller in funny ways like in the Wii one. Every character does different things, but they're all controlled by the stick and one button. But it's pretty fun, actually. You know, it's WarioWare, and there's, you know, the games last 2 seconds, and like, and you either do it or you don't.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've been having some fun with it. I think it's probably more fun with someone else. So we should,
yeah.
we should play one after this.
That's definitely a group game.
Yeah, yeah. But also, I also got Cruisin' Blast, which is a new cruisin' game. You know, Cruisin' World, Cruisin' Exotica, Cruisin' USA.
I didn't realize that game was out.
Yeah, it came out not too long ago. I bought it, and it is literally a blast. It is so much fun. It's like arcade racing at its finest. And I don't know. It's just, it's really fun. It controls easily. It's really hard to like easy mode, you're going to get first place every time. Like, I think they even like the cars will stop before the finish line and let you cross. Like, that's what it seems like. But even on normal, I haven't got first on every race, you know, like I'm not that good yet. And,
okay.
And I have to beat normal in order to unlock hard. And then
right.
You have to beat hard to unlock expert. But there's 29 tracks in the game, which, you know, I've played all the tracks and stuff, but I'm still working on unlocking all the cars and there's ridiculous things. There's a helicopter, there's a Triceratops, like, what? Yeah, like it's, I don't know. It's very fun. So I've been actually having a lot of fun with it and the replay value is high because you want to unlock everything. You got to get money and. You know, some and each level has 3 keys in it that you have to find, and if you get a certain number of keys, then you can unlock cars that way. And I don't know, it's Cruisin' Blast has been a lot of fun. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I thought I was gonna have fun with it, but I didn't realize I was gonna have this much fun with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
I might have to look into that.
It's $40, which feels a little pricey for what it is, but. I don't know. I bought it anyway. I really bought it because there was an interview with the guy who, or the, you know, the head of the company who made it, who was like, who owns the rights to Cruisin', or, you know, it's a Nintendo game, but it's also not a Nintendo game. If that make, does that make sense?
Yeah,
you know, like,
did Midway make that?
I don't know if it's Midway. I don't think so. It's like some other company, and Nintendo publishes it or something like
that.
Okay. But he said if there's good sales of Cruisin' Blast, they would think about like porting the Cruisin' trilogy from N64 like to Switch or something, you know, and that would be awesome. So I was like, fuck yeah, I will buy it. I will support to try and make that happen. I don't think it's going to sell that many copies, but, you know, who knows?
Oh, yeah. Well, Cruisin' USA, the original in the arcade, was made by Midway.
Oh, well, look up Cruisin' Blast, though. I don't know.
Yeah, no, because I don't think Midway exists anymore.
No, no.
But
yeah, they got bought by somebody.
Williams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Williams. Okay.
Initially, like a long time ago.
All right. Well, anyway.
Cruisin' Blast was made by developer Raw Thrills.
Yeah, Raw Thrills. That's who it is. But whoever runs that company was like, we'll put out the other ones if there's good. Or he said, like, we'll make DLC for Cruisin' Blast and think about, like, putting out the other ones, you know? Because they must have the rights to it or something, you know? So, but yeah, Cruisin' Blast, super fun. And then that's about all I've been playing. And then a ton of Slay the Spire, of course, you know? Like, that's what I
right,
do.
Right, right.
Yep. Anyway, this week, Jurek, we're going to be playing Rampage World Tour. This is actually Rampage. A Midway game, isn't it? This is a Bally Midway or something Midway. Like that.
Midway games.
Well, what do you think? Should we get to our...
Did you ever see the Rampage movie starring The Rock?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
I can't remember it. I think I watched it.
I watched it too. I actually don't remember a single bit of it.
I do not remember.
I remember that there was a
thing fine, about it.
There was a fine relationship between The Rock and the gorilla. Like they were buddies. But that's about all I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty sure I saw it. I'm like 96% sure I watched it.
I watched it. For
even
sure.
though I'm fairly positive I watched it, still that 4%. It's just like, did I though?
Well, I don't
just
know.
Just because it does not stick out in my memory like at all.
Yeah, there's a scene
but
I remember.
Think that was just the movie.
Like the gorilla
it just doesn't stick out.
And then there's like a lizard in the water. That's what I remember. Like you can see it. I don't know. Anyway, Drake, are you ready for our three questions?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Well, for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Rampage World Tour, question number one, N64. How does this game very subtly tell the player don't do drugs?
Don't do drugs.
Very subtly, but it tells the player don't do drugs. How?
Don't you like eat like a hippie and you get like high or something in this game? Or is that something else I'm thinking of?
I think that's something else you're thinking of. I
swear there's a game where you eat a hippie and
that actually
you get
might
high.
Be in this game, but that's not the answer that I'm looking for.
I have no idea.
The answer is you can find pills and syringes around.
God.
And if you eat a pill or syringe, you'll vomit and lose health.
Okay.
So drugs are bad. Okay.
Drugs are bad. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I was really reaching for questions in this game. So, okay. Question number two. There is only one scientist who works for Scum Labs that is concerned about what the company might be doing. What is her name?
This chick?
It is.
I read her name in the... But then she's like evil too.
She's not. She's actually good.
No, but at the end, she tries to, after you, at least what I read, after you like defeat the real bad guy, then she still tries to like... kill you, but then she just like makes you little or something.
No, she I think she tries to save you, but she thinks and she accidentally shrinks them.
Yeah.
But she thinks she killed them accidentally or something. But I don't think that she meant to do that.
Don't remember her name though.
Well, her name is Dr. Betty Veronica, which I thought was just hilarious. Like obviously a reference to Betty and Veronica of Archie right. Comics. She's a total babe who basically keeps your score is what she does. That's like her job in Rampage World Tour. And she eventually helps you beat the game on the moon. And that's what I read. I thought, but maybe I'm wrong. And she never appeared in any other Rampage games, much to the dismay of fans. Also, I read that in the Rampage movie, the girl, Malik Anderson, what's her name?
I don't remember
either. Might be based on Dr. Betty Veronica. I think only because they're both good looking.
I guess Betty could be what, short for Elizabeth?
Yeah, she's Dr.
Okay,
Elizabeth Betty
Dr.
Veronica.
Elizabeth Veronica.
But Betty is
her
name.
Says, like, after you defeat the boss, on Wikipedia at least, it says, after this, the only surviving Scum Labs employee, Dr. Elizabeth Veronica, tries to disintegrate the monsters with a ray gun on her spaceship, but it only shrinks them to a miniature size instead, and they wind up inside her ship. George and Ralph pose on the shelves while Lizzie bounces atop of Veronica's breasts.
No, she actually
though the
falls
later
in
portion
between
is censored on home ports.
It is. But she actually, in the arcade, she falls between her breasts. and that brings us, actually, Drake, to question number three. in classic Nintendo fashion, what did they censor for the N64 version of Rampage World Tour that can be seen in the arcade, PlayStation, and Sega Saturn versions of the game?
Is it the thing we just...
It is not the thing we just stated? Talked about.
Oh, well, shit.
That, although... Well,
that
was also
like
was
in censored
the,
in
all
them.
The console ports, yeah.
I don't know, 0 for 3.
0 for 3, all right. I'm going to give myself some points there. We're using this new program, and there's a delay now when I hit the button. There never used to be. So in classic Nintendo fashion, what did they censor? The monster's naughty bits, or rather the human naughty bits after your monster turns back into a human. So like when you lose all of your life,
humans turn into monsters.
So, and then when you lose all your life, you turn back into a human. And in those other, in the arcade, PlayStation, and Sega Saturn versions, you can briefly see little naked people, but in the N64 version, they're wearing underwear, of course. Oh. So, classic Nintendo right there. Classic Nintendo. Anyway, 0 for 3, Jurek. Wow, I feel like I haven't shut you out in a while.
Yeah.
Also, those were, I don't know, pretty dumb questions. But anyway, Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Rampage World Tour?
I sure do. Let me yawn for a second.
Yikes, it's fucking right. Yawny. Why don't you play some smooth jazz over here? Oh, sick. Sick smooth jazz, brah.
All right. So, Rampage World Tour was released in 1997 on PlayStation and Saturn, and I think arcade, and 1998 on N64. It was developed by Game Refuge Incorporated and published by Midway Games. The N64 version was ported by a company called Sapphire, apparently. No, I never heard of them.
Classic Sapphire.
Yep. The lead designers of the game, though, are Brian Collin and Jeff Nauman. And they both, they're like the heads, essentially, of Game Refuge. They initially worked at Midway, and then they like left Midway to start their own company, but they were like the creators of the original Rampage as well.
Okay.
So the series is basically due to them.
Yeah. I love these fucking games.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
Composer? Question mark. We don't think we can find music from the N64 version.
Yeah, like for some reason we're having a lot of trouble. We usually don't have that much trouble finding music to a game. But yeah, we can't find it for the N64 version. So we're actually
going to...
We found
music that we're fairly positive is just like PS1 version.
Yeah. So we're going to skip the music, actually. Our listening portion.
I mean, the PS1 music sounded cool, and it was just like rock and roll guitar shredding. And
stuff. Which might be the same as this. It just didn't sound like N64 music. Like,
it sounded like something that, would be on PlayStation, and then they cut it out of the N64 version because they couldn't fit it
on the cartridge. Right.
As is usually the case. Whether it's music or like voice or actual like spoken dialogue. Right.
See, Dr. Betty Veronica.
Oh, yeah.
There she is.
She
has the shortest skirt in all of science.
I just needed to be paying attention to... I should have just tried to delay your question and just been like, and wait until that pops up.
I just really want to think about this one.
Let me just think.
We've got the demo screens
going. I know it's in my brain somewhere.
One of the screens is
Betty Veronica.
All the character names. Yep. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, this is an arcade game where you play as George, Lizzie, and Ralph, a gorilla, a giant lizard man, and a rat.
Larry is the rat.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, this guy.
That's Ralph. Ralph is the wolf. George
is
the...
Oh, he's a wolf.
Yeah, he's a wolf.
He looks like a rat.
Oh, no, he's a wolf.
Okay.
So
you're a gorilla, Godzilla, and you're King Kong, Godzilla, and a giant wolf.
And a giant wolf. Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, George, like, possibly, like, actually, we discussed this. We played Rampage back in episode 19 or 21 or 22 or something like that. And actually Jurek wasn't on that. That's one of the very few episodes Jurek wasn't on. Like, we, for some reason, decided we needed to do one without him, which that was stupid. I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, Brent and Jane were on that episode, and Jane was like, oh, George, because George of the Jungle. And I was like, oh, well, that kind of makes sense, I guess. And Lizzie, because she's a lizard. Like,
Lizzie the lizard makes sense. Yeah. And Ralph doesn't.
Ralph makes no sense.
I don't know George about George.
I don't know about George of the Jungle either. Like, I don't know. Or, but George and Gorilla, you know, like, I don't know. They both start with G's. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? anyways, they are three monsters that were created by Scum Labs. They're actually like people that were turned into these monsters, I guess.
Yep.
And some shit goes down. They break free and they proceed to destroy all Scum Labs facilities around the world and kill slash eat like the employees of Scum Labs until there's eventually just like...
Dr. Betty Veronica is the only one left.
And you fight the CEO of the company, like, in the end, like, turns himself into a monster.
His name is like Eustace Demonic or something like that. Or I don't know. Weird name.
But basically, you're just playing as these guys. You climb up buildings and just punch out windows and smash them, climb up to the top and like jump on them and destroy buildings.
Yep.
And, try not to kill like military people, even though they're actively like attacking you.
No. You can kill the military people. There's like civilians and stuff that you're not supposed to kill, or like, you'll break a window and they'll be like,
it's different like power ups and like the windows and stuff that you can pick up.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But like, there's bad things to eat too that you won't like, you know?
Yeah.
Or you want to eat the people, you don't want to eat the stuff or something like that. I don't know.
We'll find out as we play. Oh, Eustace Demonic. Yep.
Yeah. Eustace Demonic.
Greedy sleazeball with something. Yep. I couldn't read fast enough.
This game is super cartoony. I don't know. I think it actually looks really good for
it looks
N64
great.
Game. Should we?
At least it's demos.
Nope, that's the wrong button. There we go. Should we get to this game?
We should.
I think we better take a shot first, though.
Yep.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. All right.
Okay.
Now we're talking. Now we're cooking with juice. Where's my controller?
Down here.
On the flow. Okay. We got to unmute it here.
All right. Game mode. Two players.
Two player.
So the PlayStation and the Saturn version are only two player.
Ah.
So that's one thing that N64 has over those.
Yeah, you can play this three player.
You can play this three player.
Yep.
Just like in the arcade, you could play it three player, obviously.
I actually just read two, I've been listening to our old episodes, and I just listened to the Rampage episode, and in it, Brent asks why, because there's George, Lizzie, and Ralph in the arcade, even in the original Rampage, but on the NES, you can only be George and Lizzie.
Oh.
And he's like, why is that the case? And I was like, at the time, I was like, oh, there probably just wasn't enough room on the cart or something. And the real answer is actually because there's only two controller slots. So it didn't make sense to have a third one. It didn't matter, you know? Well, so,
I mean,
like, you could have picked, I'm sure, but
yeah,
like,
you should still have all three characters that you can pick from.
That was their reasoning, is there's only two controller slots.
Do you
want
to be Lizzie? Or, I mean,
I don't care. Who are you going to be, George?
I'll be George.
I'll be Ralph. Ralph looks fun. He. Oh, yes.
Oh, there's dialogue.
Oh, there's like voice lines. Who do you think voiced Dr. Betty Veronica?
I don't know. Probably find out.
Here we go. Peoria, Illinois, day one. To use a rumble pack, insert it now. Destroy all buildings to advance to the next city. Okay. There's like hundreds. There's 129.
There's like 100, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm eating these guys. Oh, yeah. I just threw up. Oh. I ate something bad.
I got squirted by like a sprinkler system or something.
Oh, I jumped. Oh, okay. So, I see what's happening here. It's hard to, right off the bat, it's very hard to, oh, wow. I thought if I jumped on that enough. Oh, there's also upsies, downsies.
We can fight each other.
Also, it like that was going to be almost one of my questions. Like, yes, there's upsies, downsies, and it sort of encourages you to do that. Like, the game is like, is your friend pissing you off? Beat the shit out of him. Like, it tells you that. Woo!
Just
Peoria totally destroyed. Hell
like,
yeah.
Some of those just seemed like people's houses that we were destroying.
It was.
That seems rude.
Well,
they didn't
it
do
is.
Anything to me.
Now we're in Kankakee. I do not understand what that means. Kankakee.
I hate that lady. I hate her real good.
Oh, if you hit the electrical signs, you get electrocuted.
I think I destroyed somebody's computer.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Come here, copper.
Got him.
All right. You got him. So, yeah, we're just running around. We're smashing buildings and shit, man.
It's super fun. I remember, like, this game was a hungover game that we used to play, like, in the UVTs and stuff. Oh, God.
I remember playing it a lot at the Speakeasy.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one night getting drunk there, and me and Meester or something, I think, just sat and, like, played
it
all night.
You just play over and over. Because the cool thing about it, too, is when you die, you just start right where you are. Like, there, you don't start over.
Kinky, totally destroyed.
Yes. Extra life awarded at 500,000 points or something. What sound was this? I didn't even see. Minneapolis, Minnesota is a town in this game.
Seriously?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We don't have any Scum Labs here.
Well, maybe Scum Labs isn't there. Like, oh, shit. I wanted that money. This game is so weird. This one is so much better than the NES one. The NES one is fun, but like, oh, I ate gasoline.
I don't know if I've ever played the NES one. What's this teddy bear going to do? Security bonus.
What does that mean? I got an American flag. I don't know what that means. I guess we're going back to America. I'm going to eat these people.
Right. I ate a bone.
Oh, I'm getting the cop cars. I'm going to get this military guy who's throwing grenades. Hey, get out. Get over here.
I got him.
Nice.
Destroyed the building he was in.
Oh, I jumped in a puddle. I guess I'm in a puddle.
That was a very deep puddle. What's this nuclear thing going to do if I punch it?
Oh, it's going to hurt. What?
I threw up.
Oh, you threw up. Yeah, don't
I
eat the
I thought I was
going to
get like nuclear powers or something.
Oh, boy. We're going to die. Oh,
turkey. Chicken.
Oh, fully cooked chicken. Again. There's always fully cooked chickens around here.
I'm standing in like smoke or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, now we're destroying people's houses. That does feel weird.
Yeah, see, this seems wrong.
Well, oh, there I go. I'm a man with underwear on and I'm covering my bits. I don't want people to see. Yes, I want to continue.
What
here
just
we
happened
go.
To me? Okay.
Sorry. Like I continued.
Scrolled me off screen.
That's weird.
That is weird that it, why wouldn't it just like.
Oh, we battled. Oh, you won.
I'm eating the coppas.
I love how you can pick them out of the windows.
Yeah, you just grab the people and just shove them in your mouth.
Yes. Oh, Cook County totally destroyed. We're just destroying everything over here.
Damn right.
Oh, bonus level.
Oh, what the fuck is happening here?
I don't know. I guess we're getting stuff. Oh, yeah, you want the... There's missiles and shit. Liverpool.
We're flying to
Liverpool.
Oh, I see.
We were flying across the ocean.
Abroad.
All right, now we're in fucking... Old England. Liverpool.
Damn right, where the Beatles are from.
We are. We're basically the Beatles right now.
Smash!
You can't, if you're on top of the building, I literally cannot. I can't land.
Oh.
Oh, see, there's George. He's
covering his bits.
Covering his bits.
Well,
that's
I mean,
okay. Oh.
Hide your shame, man.
Hide your shame. George, don't be ashamed of who you are. Body positivity. You know what I'm saying?
I just ate some toilet paper. Why would you eat that, George?
Well, because you're just mashing buttons. That's my guess why.
Yeah,
I've been eating literally everything that
sounds
comes across.
Right. Yeah, me too.
Because I'm mashing.
I want to eat this chair.
I'm going to eat this toilet paper. Is it bad?
Oh,
yeah. He throws up. He doesn't like it.
You're right. Why though? It's just paper. Like, you're a giant monster.
Yeah, it really shouldn't affect you that much.
I feel like I should be able to eat a roll of toilet paper and be just fine. Like, I eat toilet paper as a human all the time.
I'm eating all these humans. This game is so fun. It's mindless fun.
It really is. You just run around and just smash everything.
Liverpool totally destroyed. Yes. George is getting the wins here. I don't... Are we
competing?
I
don't know.
Oh, now we're in Edinburgh.
You won the first, like, two levels we were in.
Oh. Well. You have to hit it twice. You have to hit the glass twice. Or the buildings in Edinburgh are a little bit stronger than we've been used to.
They built them. They know how to build their buildings.
They do. Oh, shit.
And like sometimes you get all like bouncy on things.
Yeah, like these.
Oh, wow. Oh. Those guys just smoked me. Oh, oh
I'm
you
dead too.
Too.
That's okay. Oh, we just grew again. Okay.
I think because we both.
Mega food.
Mega food?
I don't know. That's what my... Oh, I ate the nuclear thing.
Yeah, but it just makes you...
Oh, I'm riding on a tank!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was cool. How did I ride on that tank?
No idea how you do anything. Dublin!
Day 6. Hey, get over here, guys. Stop shooting me with a gun. See, like, if you... So you can break all the windows. I like to break them all on the way up, and then you get at the top, and then you just smash it from the
top.
Yeah,
I just get to the top and just start smashing sometimes.
But then you don't get any of the stuff.
What's this fucking spaceship thing shooting at us?
I don't know. I'm going to get on it. Oh, you literally are on it. Oh, I'm dead.
Then there I fell go. Off.
Back.
I'm going to eat this babe.
I think, like, this is, like, arcade style. So there's, like, no, like, right? We have unlimited continues.
I'm pretty sure.
We can just do this forever.
Continues. Dublin totally destroyed. Not a lot of buildings in Dublin.
I don't know what those numbers are at the top. Like, you had 77 and I had 75.
London, baby.
Are we in London?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm going to eat this kappa. Poor guy doesn't even have a gun to defend himself.
I'm on fire.
Are you on fire? What happened?
I don't know. There was fire, and I punched it, and it lit me on fire, as fire does.
Fire does.
Teddy bear, security bonus. Ooh, and all of it looked like.
I can't. I'm... I don't. Once you're too high, like, I can't
I know.
Do anything.
It's you just start kind of like bouncing if you start jumping.
Oops. Oh, I'm dead. Okay. Yep. Here we go. Grow again, Ralph. Let's do this.
Yeah, there's really a lot going on
here. There is a lot going on. I'm just trying to eat army guys.
Okay. If you press start just right away with your continue,
then you just kind of grow
you
again.
Just grow again. You
don't.
Then
now there's guys with like jetpack flamethrowers or some shit.
Oh, we got Big Ben.
Oh, let's. Oh my God, awesome. Let's fucking destroy it. I'm getting on top.
Fuck up this.
Big Ben is done.
National icon.
Boom.
Stop throwing dynamite at me.
Oh, I'm burned.
You're
burned
just
to
gonna blow shit up too, Kappas.
You'll never catch me, Kappas.
See, I feel like when I eat nuclear symbol, I should become like super nuclear.
Okay, there's a way to become Vern.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that is.
There's a way to like super power up or something, right?
Yeah, Vern is the... Yeah, Vern. He is like this big like alien, and it stands for like violent, enraged... radioactive nemesis or something like that.
All right. London.
I have no
totally
idea how to
destroyed.
Become
her. Me neither.
Torque? Where is that?
No fucking clue.
Well.
My world geography is lacking.
It's lacking. Well, let's destroy
the American school
it.
Systems taught me nothing.
This game is just so mindless and fun. I love it so much. Oh, I'm going to eat all these people on the street here. I think I just ate the Beatles.
Smashing this street. The Beatles? No.
I don't know. There was like a boy band on the street or something. We were already in Liverpool. Well, which band is Torque?
Fuck, I don't know what
Torque
means.
Oh, look, I'm Vern.
Oh, hey, you're weird creature guy.
Yeah. I ate some radioactive material on the street. And that's how I became Vern. Torque, totally destroyed.
All right. We're just cruising right through this.
We
Yusuf
sure are.
Demonic, CEO.
He's smoking a cigar.
Chicago
Loop.
All right, we're back to Chicago.
Back to Chi-Town.
Back to America.
And I'm no longer...
This is America.
I'm no longer Vern. That's unfortunate.
Nope.
I guess I ate some radioactive stuff that was on the side of the road.
All right. America's got some tall buildings, man.
Well, this is the Sears Tower, maybe. The tallest building... In America.
Yeah, not anymore.
Or what is now?
I don't know. I just destroyed it.
I thought you were being serious.
I also don't think it is the tallest building.
Anymore? What is?
It's independent. It's the new like tower by the World Trade Centers.
Is that the tallest?
Maybe.
What are they called? The Independence Towers? Like
Independent. It was just one tower.
What is this guy doing
Freedom
with his
tower
balloons
or something?
Up here?
I don't know. Independence Tower. I don't know. He gave me 500 points.
Me too.
He gave you 800 points.
800. Oh, 1,200. The more you touch the balloon guy, the more points he gives you, I guess. Come on.
Greasy's. I can go for a Greasy's burger right about now.
Greasy's? What's Greasy's?
I don't know. I don't think it's a real thing, but a burger joint called Greasy's, I mean, it's got to be good.
Yeah. Oh, Drake, that place. I was telling Drake about this place earlier. It's in Minneapolis. It's called the Tap Society. And it's this weird place where, well, I guess it's not that weird, but it's weird to me. you like give them your
Sounds
card
weird.
and then they give you another card and you like pour your own beer and stuff. But they also have food, and the burger that I had there is like, it was like a very basic burger, but it was so fucking good. Like, it was just like the most, I don't know, it was greasy and delicious and I don't know. Highly recommend the burger at the Tap Society. What I don't understand about these places where like you pour your own is like, who's monitoring? Like, sometimes somebody needs to be cut off. Drake, death match, fight or die.
What?
We're in a death match. I'm getting wrecked. Ralph is getting wrecked.
Wreck it, Ralph. now George is getting wrecked.
Oh, God. I'm literally just pressing buttons. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Not me neither.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, Ralph is the winner. Why did we just do a death match?
No idea.
Like, so we were just in a wrestling ring, and that was just so weird. This game is fucking bonkers. I love every second of it. I'm getting shot at. Jurek's checking his text and dying.
No, I'm.
You got to continue.
Trying to find the tallest building
in America. It's not the Sears Tower anymore. Are you sure?
I think it's.
I'm just
going to
destroy
this. Since it's topping out in 2013, so one World Trade Center in New York City.
I can't even get on the. Can you move over a little bit?
Yep.
Great.
Is the new like World Trade Center building? Because
is the tallest.
Yeah. So it's referred to as, what is it? Well, it's one World Trade Center, but I swear, like, it's called, what, Independence or Freedom Tower or something?
Freedom Tower?
It's 1776 feet tall.
Okay.
1,776 feet.
Wow, I see what they did there.
Yep.
Good job, New York. Good job. Oh, I got mega food.
And even the Sears Tower is no longer the
You're
Sears
dying.
Tower.
You're dying. You got to continue.
It's Chicago's Willis Tower.
Oh, it's Willis Tower.
It's the formerly known as Sears Tower.
Oh, it's not even the Sears Tower.
No, I don't think it's been the Sears Tower for a little while.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like that's like a fact I knew when I was a little kid. Is like
yep,
the
me
tallest
too.
Building.
It used to be the Sears Tower.
We got
to
get over here, Drake. There we go.
I'm trying, but now I can't because I'm just bouncing.
I'm just going to wreck these fucking
buildings.
Oh, man,
buildings. We got fucking fighters.
What time are we even looking at here? Do we have a discussion question?
Oh, we should just
Gary,
talk
Indiana,
about the...
Totally.
The Nintendo Direct.
There was a Nintendo Direct as we record this just yesterday. And 3D Kirby is the highlight for me. I don't know about
3D Kirby
you.
Looked pretty cool.
3D Kirby looks awesome. Like, yeah. Why hasn't Kirby been 3D this whole time?
I don't know.
That's a real good question.
Right? Yeah. Kirby's always been like 2D, side-scrolling, right?
Yeah.
Because, when I saw it, I was like, oh, this...
It seems to work great. Like, I don't know. It looks great. Kirby's just so cute. Like, I just want to play with that little puffball, you know? Like, he's the best.
And then we got that and N64 and Sega games coming to Switch Online.
Yeah, the Sega games, it's like, okay, well, I already have the Sega Genesis Classics collection,
right,
which is all the same games. Yeah, you do. We bought it. Remember?
Oh.
The it's an actual game. It's like,
oh, 50. I thought you meant your Sega like mini thing.
No,
you're right.
The game for, and it's all games that are on that.
Oh, is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so
we
like,
bought that because we were going to try to play Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah, but
and
the online was abysmal.
The
online
was just
like,
garbage.
It came out at the wrong time because we could have played those games during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But alas.
I know. Of course, yeah. Now all these N64 games and Sega games, like, when are they going to bring Game Boy games?
Well, rumor has it that they're still coming. Like,
well, I'm sure they will. Like, I don't doubt that they're going to come eventually, but...
Yeah. I don't know.
You'd think they would get all their own Nintendo systems out before bringing, like, Sega in or something.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's for a different pricing tier.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit, like, I get it. Like, I get why people would be upset about that. But
yeah,
like,
I think, I mean, it'll all depend. I mean, Nintendo Online is so dirt cheap right now.
It's $20 a year now. I would guess it goes to $25 or $30 a year.
My guess would be $30 a year.
Yeah, I would guess $30
as well. Even that is fine.
Yeah, it's still cheaper than PlayStation and Xbox, I think. I don't know what Xbox is these days.
Oh, it's, I mean, they're same price as PlayStation, like $60 a year.
$60 a year, yeah. So,
which,
I don't
know. It's still not crazy expensive or anything for an entire year.
No. We're getting wrecked by these tanks.
We are, this fucking tank.
Oh, my God.
Get away from me. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I do it all the time, too. You keep pressing start to continue, and then you accidentally pause the game. Oh, okay. I'm just eating people. That's what I'm doing now.
Soylent Green is
Soylent
people.
Green is people.
It's people.
Bayonetta 3, not that interested in it.
I'm sure a lot of people are, because like he said, we initially announced this game in 2017.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I didn't realize
that game has been in the works for years.
Wow.
People have been waiting for this game.
Okay, well.
But I've never cared about Bayonetta. I played the first one a little bit, and it wasn't really my thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never really played them. I actually refuse to play as Bayonetta in Smash because she is the worst. She's not the worst, but I hate fighting Bayonettas, and I don't respect anyone who plays Bayonetta. So
Fair enough.
So I'm not that interested in her new game. Although there was a weird... Oh, here. I'm going to be the thing again. Yes.
Vern.
I should have let you got that.
I was riding a spaceship for a second.
I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know how to... Oh, I see. Okay.
I just ate a group of, like, three people.
Yeah.
For seemingly no reason.
Groups. Bombay totally destroyed. We're just fucking running through this game.
Damn right.
Let's see. What else was on there? Oh, there's going to be a new Smash character revealed on October 5th.
Yeah, there was also two announcements of future announcements.
Of announcements. Announcements of announcements.
Announcements.
And
announcements,
Animal
announcements.
Crossing. There's going to be a whole Animal Crossing Direct, which makes me think that the update is rather large. Like, they teased Brewster.
So.
The Roost is coming, obviously.
What does that
for
mean?
Sure. So in former Animal Crossing games,
I meant to talk to you about it, because I was like, I don't know what this means.
Oh,
but I'm guessing people who played a lot of Animal Crossing do know what it means.
Yeah, the Roost in all other Animal Crossing games, sometimes in the museum, sometimes its own building.
Okay, so because that was like they went in the museum. And there was a thing there.
Yeah, there's another area.
And
then
there was another area. It was like open 24 hours.
Yeah,
it
was the Roost. So the Roost is a coffee shop. Brewster runs the Roost. And in other games, Brewster would store your gyroids for you.
Your what?
Your gyroids. They're
what does that mean?
Gyroids are a part of Animal Crossing that are not in New Horizons, which is really weird because they're like a huge part of all other Animal Crossing games. They're just like these little robot things that you dig up from the ground and they go in your house.
What?
But that was because in all other Animal Crossing games, you couldn't decorate outside. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You only decorated your house. So rumor, like, you know, if Brewster's there, I would guess that gyroids are there too, are part of this update. So,
but
also,
what do gyroids do?
They just
robots?
They make little noises. They're like literally, oh shit. Oh, okay. I had to put in my initials. I think I forgot to continue. they don't really do anything. They just are there. They're just like decorations. Each little gyroid is like a little robot that makes a different noise and does a little dance. It's very weird.
Do they make a little love?
They basically get down tonight, all Trick. Right.
I can dig it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So, but there's a whole direct, so I feel like this update's going to be very substantial. I would hope so. I would hope so, too.
They haven't really done
it
shit.
It feels like they abandoned that game.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if it was just like, we just don't know what to do with this game right now. They needed more time. Like, oh,
no,
shit.
No, because in like New Leaf, the one for 3DS,
yeah.
Like that one has so much shit in it. Like there's loads of stuff that is not in New Horizons that should have been. Like there's Cap'n's Island, which is like a mini game island that you can go with your friends and play a bunch of mini games and have fun. Like it's
wasn't
like an
in older ones there was
mode.
Like arcade like different game you could in, play real like games
in the game, very first
other,
one
like Nintendo games within it or something.
In the very first one for GameCube, there were basically an NES emulator. You could one of the items was an NES, and there was like 10
the
different
CC
ones.
Club.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Where?
You just destroyed the sign.
Oh.
It was above you. It said CC Club.
Oh, cool. But, CC Club is a bar in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Near,
it doesn't look
right
like
now.
That.
It doesn't look like that. No, it does not. Are we in Minneapolis?
I doubt it. I doubt the CC Club would make it into Rampage. Fucking Ed 209.
Yeah, what is Ed 209 doing
it's
here?
Like destroying me.
What the fuck?
He's just torching me.
What
here.
Time are we looking at here, Drake? I haven't been paying attention.
50
at all.
Minutes.
Oh yeah, we should be done pretty quick here. Yeah. I mean, but let's see what
I
else was in that.
Fuck up Ed 209 here. He is smoking us.
He is smoking
okay,
us. There
we
go.
Him.
We got him. What else was in that direct that was cool? New Smash character coming October 5th. The final Smash character.
There was like,
oh, that was Detroit.
There's a like Final Fantasy racing
Chocobo,
game.
Chocobo kart.
Like yeah.
basically like.
Like it's just like straight up.
Mario Kart,
but with
Final Fantasy characters.
Yep. It's like they're not even trying.
They weren't.
They're like, you drift boost around corners.
Yeah, and they're like, and then you collect
these
things and you get items. Yeah. Like these flashy blocks.
Yeah. Like, okay, so cool. You made Mario Kart, and it looks exactly like Mario Kart, yeah. but you have Final Fantasy characters. Congratulations on originality.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, otherwise there wasn't much that I cared about in that.
I don't know. I liked it. I really enjoyed the direct. There's a Monster Hunter DLC coming. Summer 2022. Like, why are you announcing that now? Oh, they did talk about Splatoon 3 quite a bit.
Yeah, Splatoon 3.
Which looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I enjoyed Splatoon 2 for like a little bit.
Yeah, it's fun.
I didn't play a ton of it. But
I also didn't play a ton of it.
You played a little more than me.
I played more than you did, but yeah. I never got into the ranked modes, which I feel like that's where the game shines. And I just didn't feel competitive enough in it to do it, you know? So I don't know. Oh, I ate the toilet paper.
I'm
again.
On the spaceship.
Destroy thing. The building.
I did. And then it throws me off of it.
Cleveland. Totally destroyed. See? Oh, I see. Because you had... Okay. I don't know how you win.
Either.
All right. Are we... What's
let's
our...
just destroy Toledo.
All right. Let's destroy Toledo and be done with
like,
it.
Fuck Toledo.
Yeah, seriously. Toledo needs
sorry
to be
if any
up.
Revelers listen to or
any,
live in Toledo.
Anybody lives in Toledo, sorry.
But
where is Toledo? Kansas?
I don't fucking know.
Nobody knows where Toledo is.
Kansas?
Ohio.
Ohio. Toledo, Ohio. Idaho? No.
No.
Kansas. Missouri. Toledo.
Let's look it up
no.
after this, but
I don't even know. Like I've heard of I know of Toledo. Like I've heard
I know of Toledo. Like, yeah, everybody.
I've
knows.
Heard that it's a real
that it's
place.
A place?
But what state's in? I don't know, man.
Hard to say.
I'm terrible with like even our own country's like geography.
Our country is huge though compared to a lot of countries.
Yeah.
So like we do Toledo. Okay. Let's look.
Let's find out where Toledo is.
Great. While you...
All right, Google.
While you do that, I'm going to pour us some shots. All
right. Toledo, Ohio.
Toledo, Ohio. That seems right.
Toledo, tallest buildings. List of tallest buildings in Toledo, Ohio. We've got the, what's the tallest building in?
Does it want to show you the tallest buildings because you were just looking at, I don't know, up, like, maybe. World's tallest
Cleveland
building?
Cliffs, HBI Furnace Tower. It is 457 feet tall.
I definitely filled your shot a little too high, Drake. Mm. So sorry.
What's Minneapolis' tallest building?
It used to be the Fauché Tower. Now it's definitely not, but the IDS Tower, maybe? No?
Right, yeah. Minnesota tallest building
is, yeah, I would say the IDS.
The IDS Center. Yeah. 792 feet.
Okay.
Which means it's not even half of what the, like, the tallest building in New York
is. Yep.
The World Trade Center.
I just saw a really cool thing on Reddit today, actually, in the Minneapolis subreddit. Somebody in the game, the video game Cities Skylines. Have you heard of that game?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cities Skylines.
It's like SimCity.
Yeah, yeah. But you can build a city in there. And,
yeah.
And somebody was like, this is 1 year's work making Minneapolis. And
nice.
It literally is fucking downtown Minneapolis. Wow, like, it is crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I was like, I actually, like, it belongs in the sub next fucking level. It
belongs in a museum.
It belongs in next fucking level because it was like fucking crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. It was super accurate too. Like, I don't know. I was like, how can you do this in this game? Like the buildings are, it looks exactly like downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if you can customize the building because in SimCity, basically, you're just like, here's a building and it's just kind of built. You don't get to like design the architecture.
Well, like, you
of
know,
the
one, you know, like, there's the tower that has the rounded top, like it looks like a little saucer or whatever, you know, like there's that one and that's in there. And then the one that lights up at the top, you know, and then the Target headquarters that has the LED thing at the top. Yeah, it's all in there. I don't know.
Nice.
Anyway, Drake, I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts.
I agree.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. That was a lot there, Drew.
All right.
Sorry. I overfilled yours accidentally.
Ay, caramba.
I know. My bad. Anyway, Drick, how many helpless villagers out of 10 do you give Rampage World Tour for the N64?
God, this game is so much fun.
It's way
too
much fun.
It's just pure delight and fun, and there's no...
Also, they don't make it frustrating by, like, making you start over.
Yeah, you just keep going. You have unlimited, you know. I'm sure in the arcade I would hate it, because every time you die, you probably have to put in more money.
Oh, yeah.
But
not on N64, baby.
Porting it to N64, they're just like, whatever. People just want to play through and like smash everything. Let's fucking let them do it.
And which is awesome. There is some versions apparently where when you die, you have to start the world over or something. Mm. Or when you get a game over or something. I don't know if there's lives or... I don't know. This is just awesome. Like, you just keep going.
You just keep going.
Now, do you think we were destroying any Scum Labs facilities? Because that's what our main goal is.
I know. I don't know,
but it seems,
I know,
like,
eventually you just kind of go through every world. Eventually
you go to the moon. Yeah, because,
and eventually then you go to the moon.
But I did read something that was like, you can miss them and then you have to like go back.
It won't let you go to the end of the game until you've destroyed all the Scum Labs things.
Right.
So it seemed like we weren't making any choices.
Every time we beat a level, it said this city totally destroyed, which means,
if there's Scum Labs there, we destroyed them.
We destroyed it, yeah.
So whether we did or not, I don't know. But
yeah,
eventually we would, and it will force you to just do it.
Right.
It seems like. Like, I think you can go through it faster if you... Like, I think you can... From what I read, it made it sound like you can kind of, like... pick up things that send you to specific places.
You can, there was
stuff.
I read a thing like in the very first level, there's
in
a
Peoria,
billboard.
There's a tourism billboard that cycles through different regions in the country,
it
northeast,
just says, like,
southwest
or something. Yeah.
And destroying the billboard when it is showing one of these regions will send the player in that direction. And then you can also choose to eat or ignore world tour power-ups.
I think that's what I got when, like, because I got an American flag at one point, and when I hit the American flag, it then became a British flag.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know if I would have hit it again, what would have happened, but...
I don't know. Anyways, I'm giving this game a 9 out of 10.
I am also 9 out
it's
of 10.
It's not perfect, but it's damn
but it's
fun.
It's fucking fun.
And it's, yeah.
It's mindless fun. Yep. I think it's way, like, you need a, like, it's fun to play with someone. Like, I was having fun playing with you. Like,
yeah,
I feel like if I was sitting here by myself.
I would never necessarily just sit and play this game on my own.
Yeah, like, for hours and hours over and over again.
But with two people and probably even three people, it could be even more fun.
I can remember being in college and, like, a few mornings, like, being all hungover after some party or something, and we just mindlessly
broke shit
in Rampage.
I remember playing a lot of Monkey Ball.
Well, Monkey Ball for sure, but also... that comes out like beginning of October. I think actually the same day is Metroid Dread.
Oof.
Also, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl comes out that day too.
I could not care less.
I'm probably going to get it just to see. Everyone is so fucking mad about this Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl.
Smash with Nickelodeon characters?
It's Smash with Nickelodeon characters, and it actually looks really well done. The problem is there's no voice acting. So so all the characters feel hollow, like in the videos and stuff. Like it, like if fucking, you know, if SpongeBob is in the fucking game, give him SpongeBob's voice, you know, like the characters don't even like when they get hit, they don't even go, you know, like
weird.
Yeah. It's a little weird, but, anyway, that is not what we're talking about. 9 out of 10 Rampage World Tour. Do we know what other people thought of this game? Or?
So it looks like, what do we got? EGM, 7.75 out of 10 for PS1. A lot of these are PS1 scores. GameSpot, 5.7 out of 10.
5.7?
IGN for the N64 port, 4.9 out of 10.
Gross. IGN doesn't know what they're talking about.
Actually, a lot of the scores are right around 5 out of 10.
What?
I don't know.
It's perfect.
Next Generation reviewed the arcade version of the game. They derided the decision to continue using sprites for the graphics instead of polygons, concluding that Rampage World Tour seems aimed at satisfying gamers yearning for past titles like Space Invaders or Pac-Man. Did the arcade version look way different than this?
No. I don't think so. What?
I don't know. Critics agreed that the console ports are nearly arcade perfect, though some criticized the PlayStation and Saturn versions for supporting only two players instead of three.
Ah, yeah.
However, they were divided about the game itself. Many hailed it as a fun revival of an arcade classic. Blah, blah, blah. Someone said, there's nothing like sitting down and playing a good old time game. It's even better to do it when it has been enhanced, but still has the same feel as the original.
Yeah. Why is it getting 5 out of 10?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess that was at the time, so...
I think at the time, because, like, 3D games, like, this quote right here says, however, the majority criticized the game's 2D side-scrolling format as antiquated, and some further remarked...
it wasn't Mario 64 or Rampage 64.
And some further remarked that the simplicity and repetitiveness of the Rampage gameplay, while highly enjoyable in arcades, was not suited for the home console format.
Oh, it is suited only if you have a partner. It's not suited for...
But I also think maybe at the time they were like, well, this is just, like, boring. You can't... You just keep going. You don't die. There's no, like, challenge. And it's just... You scroll through, you destroy like five buildings each level. But like for me now as a modern gamer, like that's what's fun about
that
it.
That is what's fun about it. I know.
I mean, I can kind of get being reviewed.
It's not stressful at all.
At the time that, you know, they wanted something more out of it or something. They wanted a 3D game and not a side scrolling game because Mario came along and made modern games what they are and whatnot.
Right, right.
But
also the N64 coming to Switch Online is definitely the reason that the Mario 3D All-Stars collection was a timed thing, because they knew that was coming, right?
Yeah,
so they had to
probably
get rid of it. I don't know. Seems weird that that was a timed thing.
Does seem weird.
Also, like, it sucks. Like, I was really hoping for Zelda 3D All-Stars, you know, and get Ocarina, Majora's Mask, and Wind Waker or something. But both of those games are coming to the thing, so I don't know. Anyway,
I want Wind Waker on Switch.
I think Wind Waker HD must come. It must come. Like, it was on Wii U.
Ocarina of Time coming to that, but I want the Master Quest.
Oh, the Master Quest. That, have you ever played the Master Quest?
Once, I think.
Okay.
I think I played it when we lived at the UBTs. I think I played it. I think you had it
I have it.
I still have it on the GameCube.
Right there.
Because it was on the GameCube.
In this box over here.
And I remember because by that time I had already played the original one multiple times, and then I played that. I was like, oh my God, keys aren't where they should be. And like, things are all.
It's all weird.
Everything is still essentially the same, but things are just rearranged. And that's why I want to play it, because I basically have the original one like memorized.
Right.
Other than still the water temple, I there's always just one key.
That's all wonky.
That I struggle with finding.
That key is the reason that everybody hates the water temple.
I can always beat it and stuff, no problem. And I think the last time I played it, I was actually like, I got them all fairly quick, and I breezed through it decently.
I'm actually excited once it comes out. Like end of October, I think, is when the games come.
They'll give more information about the new pricing of Switch Online plus whatever.
My guess is $30 a year for the new stuff.
I think anything more than that and they're in trouble.
Yeah. And is it in $50 for the N64 controller? Okay, I get that. But also $50 for a Genesis controller? Mm. Also, the weird thing, Japan gets the 6-button controller.
What, we don't?
We only get the 3-button. So what is that about? I don't know.
That seems shady. That does seem shady. I didn't catch that part.
Yeah. Well, I only caught that part on Twitter afterwards.
Okay.
But yeah, Japan gets the 6-button controller. We only get the 3-button.
We need 6-button controller too. If you're going to like just give us 6-button, then you can release more games, because there's certain games where you need the six button controller.
I believe Eternal Champions is one of them. I tried to play it on a 3-button. I was having a lot of trouble. Yeah, a lot of trouble. Anyway, Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Rampage World Tour, could they do that?
You can indeed. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love to hear from your revelers, just whatever you want. We would especially love discussion questions. But also, if you want to just say hi, please do. So I think that's about it, though, right, Drake? Oh, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, blah, blah, blah.
Apple Podcasts.
Sure.
No one knows.
No one knows. We've been doing this for years now.
No one knows what it's like to be a fan.
To give a rating.
Behind Blue Heights.
You want to take us out,
Jerry? I sure do. Until next week, game on, Godzilla Kongs.
Game on, Godzilla Kongs.
In my eyes, they are seems to be. I am not only lonely.
I love that. Love is fading.
I love you.
So happy you know all the words. That was really good.
I know all the words to all the songs, man.